Mavs roll the Suns 123-90. Yeesh. And Boston roars back past the Bucks. 109-81. Stanley Cup playoffs. Amazing games last night. Both game sevens. Both went to overtime. Rangers beat the Penguins 4-3 in OT. And the Flames get past Dallas 3-2 in overtime. Kurt Busch wins the NASCAR race in Kansas. It was actually a really good race. I wanted to mention something real quick. I watched the Grand Prix. Remember we had Pato O'Ward on. They did the Grand Prix at Indy on Saturday. There were 432 passes during that race. 432 passes. In the rain. IndyCar drivers are absolutely nuts. DetroitGP.com. There you go. Free plug for my friends at the Detroit Grand Prix. And one last note. Only the Reds. You think the Tigers have a bad start. The Cincinnati Reds are historically bad this year. How bad are they? Well, here are the announcers.
It seems like he has not only hit that wall, he's been at it for a bit of time. And so he's going to be done. And the road crowd, a mixture of applause, the smattering of boos, he leaves firing a no-hitter.
And you get Pirates folks in their own stadium standing up and clapping for you as you come out. Pitched pretty well, and that he did.
Okay, so the guy, you know, he leaves with a no-no. The Reds lost 1-0. You're like, so what? They didn't give up a hit. They lost a no-hitter. They lost on a no-hitter. Who does that? That's how bad your team is. So, Tiger fans, enjoy the weekend. At least you're not Reds fans. Oh, by the way, was it Toronto? One of the minor league system teams. They struck out 24 batters in one game. 24. That's everybody. That's a lot of them. That's what? That's 8 innings of strikeouts. 24 Ks in one game. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. 55 degrees right now. The weekend was beautiful, you know. We had some rain, but, you know, we had a lot of good weather, too. We had a lot of sunshine, and you wanted to get out there. I hope everybody had a chance to get outside and breathe in the fresh air. But if you have a second home or you have a rental apartment or a condo, you may have been spending your whole weekend just working on that. You do not want to spend your weekends managing your property. You want to talk to my good friends, North Bloomfield Properties. NorthBloomfield.com is the website, NorthBloomfield.com. Let North Bloomfield Properties handle your rental. They're your neighbors. North Bloomfield Properties has always been locally owned and operated. That matters. Because of that, they can offer you personal service, local knowledge that no out-of-state franchise company could ever match. NorthBloomfield.com. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You're like, cool, well, what do they do? Well, here's the deal. If you've got a single home and you've been thinking about renting a condo, even an apartment or a large apartment complex, North Bloomfield Properties will handle maintenance, legal, and accounting teams. They'll work with you to provide the best possible service at a very competitive price, and they only provide pre-screened quality tenants. They're going to handle all the work involved in owning investment homes and provide your tenants with top-notch, prompt, professional service. That's what you want. Contact them today and let them show you why they're the best. North Bloomfield in New York. That's a DVD CD set. And I saw this in Ben's office and went, is that a turntable? It's an Audio Technica ATLP60XBK turntable. Oh. Vinyl is love. And for all you people who've never listened to a record on vinyl, there's something about it, dude. It's warm and cuddly, and it's just magical. So that's the prize all week. We got another concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock as well. Okay, here's your clue, though. For reelin'. Robert Plant's song about iced tea on a hot day. Does that work? Oh, yeah, it works. Yeah. Robert Plant's song about iced tea on a hot day. Start thinking about it. 248-398-9279. I have no idea if anybody's awake. That's not entirely true. I know Ernie's up. Morning, buddy. He already texted in. Mark sent a note in. Let's find out who's got their boots on this morning. This is an expression. Whatever shoes you wear when you go to work. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. The Mongoose is standing by. This is Old School Radio. Turn your radio down. When you call in, we're going to throw you live on the air, and all you got to do is tell us where you're working. I don't know. It was pretty light coming in this morning. Of course, the rain made it pretty interesting. There's Justin. Justin, Dale, and Tom of Paul's Auto Interior. I will be by this week with the Stone Soup QR code, I promise. I need more coffee today. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. This all started because a friend of mine said, nobody works until 9 o'clock in Detroit. We've all turned into 9-to-5ers. I'm like, you're insane. There are a ton of people, men and women, who are up right now working. So, we want to hear from you. Boot check. Who's got their boots on? 248-398-9279. Hi, Shannon. Shannon's got her boots on. She just texted in. Oh, Amy got it. Look at you, Amy. Line one. Boot check. Who's this?
Boot check. It's Hangman. Good morning, Big Jim.
Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
I'm good. Just driving my life away as usual in this pouring rain today.
Yeah, be safe out there, man. I forgot. It was like coming in on 75 in Waterford, from Waterford, around 11 mile. It was like a puddle there, dude.
Yeah, there was a good stretch of road on Gratiot here that I had to go all the way around two lanes just to get around the flood.
Yeesh. All right. We'll be safe out there. Appreciate you, buddy.
I will. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hangman's the best. Line two. Boot check. Who's this?
Boot check. This is Dean from Ford's Woodhaven Stamping.
Hey, man. How you doing? You good?
I'm good.
Did you have a good weekend?
You?
I'm good. Do you have a good weekend?
Oh, fantastic. Went to the lake.
Oh, nothing wrong with that, man. So who do you want to say hi to this morning?
First, I want to tell your friend Steve, he's full of stool.
Okay.
I want to say hi to all the local winners of our local election last week.
Okay.
The union election.
Oh, okay. All right, all the union brothers and sisters. There you go, man.
Yep.
All right, buddy. We'll
did
talk.
You a good job.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
All right. Later. Line three, boot check. Who's this?
Boot check. Ryan W. from Downriver. How you doing, Big Jim?
Wonderful, man. You got your boots on?
Of course we do. We are pulling into a job site doing a new kitchen this week.
Yay. Well, at least you're inside, right? That's good.
Got it, for sure.
Well, who else do you want to say hi to?
Great day, man. Huh? Who do I want to say hi to?
Yeah.
My daughter, Jessica. She's a vet tech, works in West Bloomfield, lives in Livonia. Good morning, Jess. I love you.
We love you too, Jess. Bye. Have a good day. All right. Talk to you soon, bud.
Bye.
Bye. Line four. Boot check. Who's this?
Boot check, baby. IBW Local 17.
Yeah, man. What's your name?
Brad.
Brad.
Ready to get it today.
You got your boots on. Where are you working?
We are working down in Trenton.
All right, man. Well, who do you want to say hi to? You already did, so all your brothers and sisters?
Absolutely, brother. Have a great day.
Done, man. Talk to you soon. 248-398-9279. A lot of people texting. Be safe, too, on the roads. If you can't call right now, don't worry about it. Dan, the Delta driver from Clinton Township. Good morning, Dan. Golf Course Mike. We haven't heard from Golf Course Mike in a while. Congrats, Ryan, and the text message. Yeah, Ryan taking one more week with the kid. He did get the drum kit, by the way, that we sent. That arrived Friday afternoon. Let me see. Anthony from GFL. Good morning. Morning, Big Jim. Out here playing in the rain and hauling trash around. There's CJ from Downriver. Pilot flying. Even sent us a, texted us a picture. Greatest Hits on Vinyl. 50th anniversary live concert in the Beacon Theater. And an Audio Technica turntable as well. All right. We'll see what people want. Oh. We missed a couple here. We can still grab people here for boot check. We can do that. Line one, boot check. Who's this?
This is Rich from Dearborn.
Hey, buddy. Got your boots on?
Of course. That's free this morning.
Yeah. How are the roads?
They're not bad. They're just wet, and some spots are flooded up.
Okay. I'm sure Heinz Drive is, right? Heinz Drive, if a duck cries, it floods.
It always floods. We usually get the boats out there about this time of the day.
A little early morning fishing. All right, buddy. Have a good morning, man.
You too. I tell Ryan, congratulations, and don't quit smiling so much, man. He's just glowing. It's great.
It is awesome, dude. He didn't send us a video with the drum kit, though.
Oh, man. I'm sure Heidi's not happy.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll have to change grounds for divorce. So, all right, Rich, be well.
You too, and thanks for everything you do.
Thanks, man. Line two, Boot Check, who's this?
Good morning, Mr. Jim. How's it, Trucker Jim? How you doing today?
Where are you, buddy?
I'm in a little town called Dodgeville, Wisconsin, population 4,100. I came over to visit my... I got to deliver about 60 miles away this morning, so I stopped by to see my daughter and Ziggy's mama.
Nice! All right, Ziggy's a dog, by the way, riding along. Cutest little puppy in the world. It's Trucker Jim, for folks who don't know, is a friend of ours. You check in from all over the country. You're always out and about, man. So
well, guess what?
What?
I should be home tonight.
Shut the front door. You're gonna be here in Detroit.
I also got the 6 cases that I told you I was gonna get.
Oh, of diapers?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when are you
I was gonna mail them last week from South Dakota, but it was gonna cost more to mail them than it did to buy them.
Well, can you come? How long are you here?
I'll be home for a couple of days. I gotta do some work on my truck, so, you know, some more work.
Get your butt over here.
When you put the kind of miles I do, you gotta take it when you can get it.
Well, let's stay in touch, and then let us know, you know, we can get together, come by the station or something. We'd love to say hi.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that tomorrow morning around 8 o'clock.
All right, we'll see if we can get her done, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay, Jim? Hit that horn for us.
Roger that. I know, I'm in the hotel room.
We'll just pretend. No, never mind. I'm so used to. You've never called us when you weren't in your truck, Trucker Jim. That's how you got the name.
Well, see, I know, but I had to take a shower this morning before I go pick up my daughter from work. So, you know.
Okay, Jim in a hotel room shower is creepy. I don't want that. You can't have that nickname. It's Trucker Jim. We don't want that.
I know two women out there would love this.
Easy. Bye. Later. Line three. Boot Check, who's this?
Boot Check, this is Jeff from Dallas. How you doing this morning,
baby? Hey, man. How you doing? You got your boots on?
Just about. I have mine in about 3 minutes when I get to work. It takes about 7 minutes to get to work from home to work.
Okay, wow. Look you. I'm seeing some of the photos this morning. There's a lot of flooding on the freeways, man. There's a lot of standing water, dude.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate that I do not have to take a freeway to get to work.
Well, so you could just walk, couldn't you, if it wasn't raining?
If it wasn't raining, absolutely, I could walk. I've done it.
All right, nice. I have trouble walking to the fridge. Anyway, you have a good morning, buddy.
You too, man. Can I shout out to Dallas Equipment this morning?
Yeah, you got to do it.
All right, hey, I want to shout out to Dallas Equipment this morning. Roger Hollenbeck, John Lucas, John Seal, Caleb Keegan, all them guys. They should be there this morning already.
Well played.
Have a good day, guys.
Later. All right, see ya.
Bye.
See, people are up working. Love it. Boot Check from Jerry at FedEx. Boot Check from Mike and Celine, school bus driver. God bless you, man. Hey, it's Greg. It's Thermo One. We haven't heard from you in a while, Greg. How you doing, man? We get text messages too. By the way, someone asked me, go, how do I text your show? We just assume everyone knows. The same number you used to call, you can text. The same number. 248-398-9279. Boot Check from Dennis at HTI Cybernetics. Is that where they're building the robots for Terminator? Is that what you guys are doing there? If I don't know what a company does, I'll just assume that you're either building UFO parts or Terminator robots. That's the only two things in Detroit, right? I think it's kind of an understood. All right, 6:30, 55 degrees. There is some standing water on the road this morning. I hit someone 75 at 11 mile, but I'm seeing more photos this morning, man. Take it easy. And if you haven't left for work, give yourself a little extra time. It doesn't work if Ryan's not here to yell that out. He'll be back next Monday, still enjoying the baby. Reeling in 15 minutes, Robert Plant's song about iced tea on a hot day. You got to know the year, not the song, but that's your... 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim Town, 641. Reeling in the years, coming up next, 3 clips from 1 year. Here's your clue, Robert Plant's song about iced tea on a hot day. It works. Could have also been about how I felt about Cindy Crawford. Doobie Brothers prize pack, too. Doobie's 4th of July at Pine Knob. That's a show with Michael McDonald. It's their 50th anniversary. I think this is one of those shows we've been waiting 2 years to do. Because we bought tickets, 2 years ago. My wife and I, it's one of those we went, Do we have? Do we still have tickets for that show? We went and looked. Yeah, we got tickets. There's a couple concerts like that. And another concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Real quick note. To the person, Yeshiva Hotora, on Twitter, I tweeted this out, at Big Jim's house. You are a genius. School dress code update. Students cannot wear clothing with the name of any musician or band unless the student can name at least three of their songs. Oh, that's genius. For example, the eighth grader who thought Nirvana was a clothing brand, you're suspended indefinitely. You're done. You're done. You come to school wearing the Fleetwood Mac Rumors, and you don't know who they are, you think it's something you can get at McDonald's, you're out. This is not old man talk. This is genius. I don't care what, if it's country, whatever. This should be a... Everyone in the Motor City, this should be enforced today. School dress code update. Students cannot wear clothing with the name of any musician or band unless the student can name at least three of their songs. You're damn right. Because every time I make a reference to, what was it? And, oh, God, I'm forgetting their name now. Mafia, the guys in Memphis. My son listens to them, and it makes him crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Makes him nuts. But, yeah, if someone comes up, if someone's wearing that, come on. Yeah. 3-6 Mafia. Yeah. Yeah. My son Adams looks at me and goes, no. No, don't do that. So, if someone, if one of your kids, it walks out the door today and they're wearing the Fleetwood Mac shirt, you should at least do them the...
Ready to go back in time?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Let's play Reelin' in the Years in Big Jim's house.
Are you reeling in the years?
Three clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year, and you're going to win an amazing prize from our friends, the Doobie Brothers. Yeah, we call them our friends. We love the Doobies. Listen closely.
So they're calling on Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Who's no ordinary ghost.
Is our house phone. I'm thinking, based on the clue we gave out earlier, everybody's got this one. Now, what are you playing for? A pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers at Pine Knob July 4th, and you're qualified to win the Doobie Brothers grand prize, a hard copy of the book Long Time Running, a copy of the Doobie Brothers Greatest Hits Volume 2 on vinyl, a copy of the 50th Anniversary Live Concert at the Beacon Theater in New York, DVD CD set, and an Audio-Technica ATLP60X BK turntable. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Hey, good morning, Jim.
What year are we looking for? So I'm doing wonderful, man. What year are we looking for?
1988.
Yes, sir!
There we go. Good job, man. Did you know it based on the clue?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, that was probably his biggest song without being in Zeppelin.
Tall, cool one. Tall, cool one from Robert Plant. We had that one there. Yeah, man. The theme for Roseanne was the middle one. People going, what? And then, of course, we had Beetlejuice in theaters. Great movie. What are you up to today, man?
Got my boots on.
You at work or heading that way?
Heading that way.
How are the roads? It's kind of looking out the window here in Oak Park. It's still raining.
Hey, it's raining. Not too bad. Okay. I'm in Stern Heights right now.
Well, tell you what, you're going to go see the Doobies at Pine Knob on the 4th of July. I'll be there with you, brother.
Awesome.
You hold on, okay? Yeah, hold on. Oh, that's, by the way, Michael McDonald is going to go back on the road with him, so he will be part of the Doobie Brothers for this tour.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
Even better.
I know. Hold on, dude. We're running back tomorrow morning again. Yeah. What are the gotta do's in Detroit? What are the gotta's? 248-398-9279. Never been to Flower Day at Eastern Market. I don't know why. It just never worked out. Just never been. But it feels like something I gotta do. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. What are the gotta do's? You gotta do it at least once. Like, for example, opening day for the Tigers. You gotta go down there at least once. I don't even think you gotta go to the game. You just gotta be downtown for opening day. That's a gotta do. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. What's your gotta do's in Detroit? Flower Day at Eastern Market looks awesome. My problem is I know I'm going to be putting those flowers in the ground when I get home, so why would I drive all the way down there just to do more work? If I'm being honest, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm not going to Mulch Fest in Taylor because I live in Waterford. I know I'm just going to be putting mulch in the yard. I'll just go get it at the corner. Oh, it looks cool. Yes. 248-398-9279. But is it? Okay, that's the other question is, Flower Day a gotta do? Does it fall under that umbrella of punchkies and things like that? Punchkie Day, does it? Really? Gotta goes. That's a better way of saying it. Gotta goes. 248-398-9279. You gotta go to Hamtramck for Punchkie Day, right? That's a gotta go. Opening day for the Tigers, it's gotta go. St. Patrick's Day in Corktown, gotta go. Just once. For me, the Heidelberg Project, you gotta go. Motown Museum, gotta go. Henry Ford, gotta go. Those places, you gotta go sit on the lawn at Pine Knob just once. 248-398-9279. Does Flower Day at Eastern Market fall under that category? Colleen just texted in and said, the only reason I don't go to Flower Day anymore is I don't have a semi to get my stash home. How much money people drop at Flower Day? I've never been. That's why I'm like, did you really spend that much money down there? And I know you're yelling at the radio right now. Seriously, I don't pay attention when we buy flowers. We put flowers around the house every year. I have no idea. I have no idea how much they cost. None. What? Kathy will load them up, and then we'll come home, and I'll just pull them out of the back of the SUV. That's it. Just a dude. I'll just pick them up, put them where we're supposed to, and then she digs little holes, and we stick them in there, and you put water on them. That's really all that's my extent of my flower knowledge. I mean, it looks awesome. And it was hopping yesterday. 248-398-9279. Diana said it was a blast yesterday. Oh, look at the pictures. Oh, is that Burt's? Wait a minute. I'm totally missing this thing. Go to Burt's and get some ribs. Why do they call it Flower Day? You should call it Rib Day with flowers on the side. Priorities here. Right now, the guys at Liberty Motorsports have taken the 302. We're going to dyno that shortly. Somewhere between 4 and maybe 500 horsepower. This is naturally aspirated old school 302. We're probably going to lift it about 3.5 inches. Oh. And every penny goes to Vets Returning Home, which we love the amazing work that Sandy and everyone do at Vets Returning Home. And we always do everything we can to support veterans here in the Motor City. So we've come up with an idea. Now, what you need to do, and I'm going to give you the second keyword here, is freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. It's our freedom wrap. The week of Woodward, we're going to wrap the Bronco in nothing but pictures of veterans. Men and women. Could be you. Could be family members, friends, someone you know. Text us keyword freedom, 248-398-9279. We'll send you the link. You upload the photo. And you can also see the other photos. And we're going to go from A to Z, and we're going to wrap the entire Bronco in nothing but pictures of veterans to raise more awareness for vets here in the Motor City, a way of saying thank you, and then also selling more tickets, right? We'll get the media to come out so they can see the Bronco, and they'll talk about that. And again, what Vets Return Home does, helping out men and women, male and female veterans here in the Motor City, can't be understated. An amazing group of people. But if you got time, text us keyword freedom. I'm saying if you got time because you're going to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole once you start looking at the photos, because there's a story attached to each one of them. And you don't have to type in a whole story. If you just want to upload a picture, that's fine. But we'd love it if you tell us a little bit about that veteran. I put a picture up of my dad in Korea. You can see him with that grin on his face. And then I did put up a picture of myself submarine that I was on, the Calhoun. I actually got a couple of them. I think I got in trouble with some of my other friends from the Catholic. They're like, wait a minute. How come we're not in that picture? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-9279. Text us. The keyword is freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. We will send you the link right to your phone, and you can upload those pictures. All right. Donnie's going to be mad at me for doing this, but I'm going to do it. Because, well, today is National Spam Day. Now, Donnie normally does reasons to celebrate, right? And I know she's going to do this. So don't tell her, okay? Maybe she's, like, just getting ready to come in. Everybody loves spam, right? Yes? No? Maybe? No? Just me? I like spam. Spam's awesome. My wife, my kids, no. Even if we're camping, no. I'll bust it out. I even played the Monty Python clip for them. The spam song? The whole thing about spam? No.
But what you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 bacon, spam, 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 spam.
Denton, Texas police recently found a man hiding under a pile of clothes. Why? The man and his ex-girlfriend got in an argument after she went to his apartment to get her car keys back. The police were called because of the loud argument that they entered the man's apartment and found him hiding under a pile of dirty clothes in the closet. They could see part of his face. The man was charged with disorderly conduct.
Damn it, Trump! You're a damn genius!
Come on. Isn't that a start to like 8 different jokes, by the way? Just hiding in the closet. What am I going to do? I'll hide in the closet. That's what I'll do. I'll get away from him. Speaking of clothing, I got a buddy of mine. Congratulations to a friend of mine, actually, who's actually a photographer. He's now taking... Have you seen this? He's taking pictures of salmon in human clothing, and he sells them. He makes... Man, he told me it's like shooting fish in apparel. Because the fish in the net. Okay, moving on. Canadian lawmaker was forced to apologize to the rest of the government after he logged in for a virtual parliamentary hearing from a bathroom stall. He joined the conference. His colleagues quickly began to wonder where he was because his surroundings didn't appear to be his office. Eventually, one member recognized the stonework on the wall, the hinges on the door, the coat hook, and concluded that he was on the toilet when he logged in for this parliamentary meeting. One of the other party members announced the members of parliament was literally using the washroom while participating in a sitting of the House of Commons, the cathedral of Canadian democracy. I can't believe I actually just said those words, Madam Speaker. Shaquat Ali apologized, called the incident an unfortunate event. He said, I take this matter extremely seriously. I promise I will never repeat this error again. Hey, man. Timing is, sometimes you got to go. And he didn't want to miss the meeting. I totally get that. Whole new meaning to the word logging in. Nope. That's gross. And finally, remember I said we have dueling dummies. So we had the first person who hid from the cops in a pile of dirty clothes in Texas. But this guy in Ohio could be dumber. His name is Brett Red, with 2 D's, double dumb. He stole a truck. We know this because 5 days later, he reported it stolen. Cops saw the truck and chased David Harrison. He was arrested and charged with thefts. Cop then learned that Red had also stolen the truck. He was charged with receiving stolen property.
Damn it, Trump! You're a damn genius!
Who calls the cops 5 days after you stole a truck to complain someone stole your stolen truck? That, dumb. Dumb. If you're gonna steal from someone, if you're gonna rob someplace, you know, a friend of mine, for example, he was telling me that someone robbed a liquor store, but that actually puts people in a good mood. You know why, right? Because he lifted their spirits. Text messages came in. No one to my left this morning. Ryan, week off at home with a baby with Finian. Keyword baby, if you haven't seen the pictures, good looking kid. Someone said, did Ryan get all of his toys sent to his house? If you play the mother duck and the two little ducks, okay, laugh out. No. Ryan did get all the toys. We had jokingly talked about toys that every kid should have just because you want them to, you know, suffer like we did as parents. don't know how else to put that. Anyway, we sent them to him. They got them all Friday. And he did put a video up on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House on WCSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
With two of them, the corn popper, you know, the one you just push along. By the way, their kid Finn is, what, 9 days old now? Although I sent the package to him and they opened it. What the hell? It's for him. I also got him the xylophone, the Fisher-Price xylophone. And then Friday afternoon, and it was suggested by you guys. We had a couple people text this to us. He did get the My First Drum Kit, the VTech My First Drum Kit. Again, that was sent to Finn. And Ryan and Heidi opened it. Whatever, dudes. The one I did not send them was the duck. I can't do it. That Tomy, the quack-along duck. That was the one that we had people either laughing or wanting to rip the speakers out of their car. Because it brings back bad memories. So far I've got him an inflatable pineapple for the backyard. That's a water slide for the kid. Can do that. We got him the drum kit. We got him the xylophone. We got him the, just the corn popper. But I will not do this one. Major concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock. And we will have tickets for the show as well. This is one you're going to want to go to. We had a couple people texting in, by the way. Ryan's still off. He'll be back next Monday. Enjoying some time with Finian, their baby. Okay, so someone texted in and said, it's because I was joking. I was joking. I've been sending packages to Finian at their house. And I was like, wait a minute. Why are Ryan and Heidi opening Finn's mail? He's 9 days old. He should be able to open his own mail. I know legally you can open the mail for him. I get that. I was joking. It's okay. Somebody texts us a picture of the Tyco Hot Licks 1989 computerized electronic guitar toy. Oh, wow. Hell no. There's a line. I mean, I got him the duck. I haven't bought the duck thing. I got him the corn popper and the drum kit and a xylophone. But that, not a chance. By the way, Facebook, Big Jim's House on WCSX. Ryan did get on there Friday and acknowledged when the presents showed up. Like what, 7 o'clock? I think it was like 7:30 Friday morning. They showed up at the front door.
Just woke up. The baby is sleeping. Got the dog here, but I had to share. Jim was all cryptic yesterday about the toys he sent my our new son, Finn. And, oh, Jim, I love you, but you're such an ass. You just do stuff to make me mad. First off, got him a xylophone, so that'll be fun. That'll be fun to listen to all the time. Thanks for that one. And then he got the classic. I haven't put it together yet. What is that, Danny? What is that, Puppers? So thank you, Jim, so much for these toys. I love them. They're not going to make me annoyed at all.
There you go. See? You guys had some great suggestions, and we followed through. We have not seen a video of the drum yet. The drum kit, we got him. If you have any other suggestions. Okay. Is Heidi, someone just texted in. Is Ryan taking care of Heidi as well or just the baby? No, Heidi as well. Heidi's doing great there. I'll walk around with the kid this weekend and showing off Finn. Should have bought them the old telephone that you pull along by the string. No. You know why? Because that thing is haunted. That's the freakiest toy that scared the hell out of me with those eyes. You know what I'm talking about. You pull it along and its eyes open and close. You know what else did that? The Omen. Damien. No. That's a possessed toy. You think I'm crazy? That toy scared the hell out of me when I was a kid. No, I wouldn't buy that for him. And even if that isn't it, what is that when the kids get around 3 or 4? That's a weapon. You swing that. Russell Crowe used that in Gladiator. That's what he hit people with, was that phone. That's not a toy. I'm not buying him that. Come on. I really did. I know you're laughing at me. I really did get freaked out by that thing as a kid. Those eyes, the way they open and close. Wasn't it one of the toys in Toy Story 2? Major concert. It's just chill. Even when he came out for the interview yesterday, he's wearing flip-flops, pair of shorts, total Florida guy. He's got his fishing shirt, you know, the long sleeve that you wear down there so you don't burn your skin in 3 minutes. But this led to a question, and I was thinking about this. And I'm not sure if anyone's willing to share a story. What was your close call? How close did you come to, you know, something really bad happening? Because this dude was in a plane, and the pilot passed out. And he had to scramble, get up front, and take control of the plane. He had never flown a plane before. And wound up landing it in Palm Beach. Listen to how calm he is talking about it.
Everyone's been amazed at how calm you were. Did you feel calm?
I did. Somebody asked me the other day what my heart rate was, or what I thought my heart rate was when all that was going on. And I said, it was probably in the 90s. And they said, well, what about after it was all over? I said, it was probably about 160. About the time I stopped the plane, that's when it hit me. Yeah, I was pretty calm and collected the whole time because I knew it was a life or death situation. Either you do what you have to do to control the situation or you're going to die. And that's what I did.
We all wonder, again, keyword land, L-A-N-D. Just text us. We'll send you the link right back. You can see the video, and you can actually listen to the audio going on between the flight controller who was helping him down. Bob Morgan, I think, was the guy, the name of the flight, the air traffic controller. But he couldn't figure out where he was. The plane was in a nosedive. When he got up front, all he could see was water out of the right side. So he knew the plane was, obviously, you could feel it. He got the plane level, and then he walks himself through it and landed the plane. It was a hell of a landing, too. Smooth, man. But I always wonder, have you had an experience like, not like that, because I don't know anyone who's ever had an experience like that. But that close call, are you willing to share it? 248-398-9279. When I was in the service, we had a guy, I was on a submarine. And when we went in dry dock, you would be in a dry dock, big wood blocks underneath the submarine. You're up in the air, obviously, and they take all the water out, and it's a dry dock. Doy, that's why they call it that. Well, we used oil to clear out the ballast tanks. That's how a submarine goes up and down, but to make sure the fans didn't burn up. And we had this little, like, imagine a wood fence that went around the top of the submarine so you didn't fall over. Well, the submarine kind of curves, and one of the guys actually slipped on the oil, went underneath the partition, and went over the side of the submarine. Now, it's about a 70-foot fall to the basin of this dry dock. As he's falling, he reaches out to his left hand, and someone had just flaked out a fire hose, and it was connected, like a big fire hose, like you'd see on a fire truck. He grabbed it and was swinging in midair. And this all, like that, went over the side, and we pulled him back up. That, to me, I was thinking about that. That's the closest one ever tomorrow morning as well. But keyword land, L-A-N-D, if you want to see the actual landing of the plane and listen to the audio back and forth between him and the air traffic controller who's helping him down in Florida. It's an amazing story. We love to hear close call stories because, A, you're still here to tell it to us, and, B, it's wild. Zach, is this Zach the window washer?
Yes, it is, Big Jim.
Yeah, I remember my personal close calls. One time I almost ate kale. Yeah.
Oh, God, that would have been the worst decision of your life.
Anyway, so you as a window washer, you've had a close call?
No, actually, it was before I was a window washer. I was a shipping and receiving manager, and I was unloading about 2,000 to 3,000 pounds of steel off a truck.
Yeah.
And had it about 6-7 feet up in the air on the fork truck, hit a little bump in the driveway, and ended up dumping it off the truck through a bay door. Okay, not a big deal. Fix the bay door, whatever. Come to find out, I was like 4.5 to 6 inches away from a dude's ankle.
Oh, no.
Never even knew it until afterwards. He's like, okay, I'm going home.
Yeah, we're done for the day. We're done. Wow.
Yep.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Zach, man. You have a good day, okay, brother?
All right, you got to.
You working inside or outside today?
Both.
Yay. All right, hang in there, man.
All right, you too, man.
Later. Hi, Mike. Thanks for holding.
How you doing?
Good, man. So you've had a close call?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So just out of high school, a friend of mine has this Hobie Cat sailboat, one of them pontoon with a trampoline in the middle type
thing. Yeah. Yep.
Hobie Cat. Never been sailing in my life. Takes me out to Lake St. Clair, the big water, off of Brandenburg Park there. We sail out, beautiful sunny day. I'm the hangman hanging off the edge. It's all great. Then these black clouds roll in along with this storm. So we take the mainsail down because we couldn't keep it up because once you tip, you're done. So we get it. We couldn't even maneuver the boat into the marina. We had to go along the seawall. So my friend jumps off. We take the mainsail down. He jumps off by the seawall. Says, throw me the rope. I go to throw him the rope. A wind picks up, and I'm heading out. I'm heading out to the lake without him, by myself on this Hobie Cat. No idea how to sail it whatsoever.
You're just gone.
Now, I'm gone with the wind, literally.
Literally gone with the wind.
Literally gone with the wind. So there's these pylons marking the channel markers. So it happened to go right by it. I jump off. I hook it with my legs. I wrap my legs around it. I hook my arms around the pontoon, and I'm waving. Because it was either that pontoon or me. I was swimming to shore. You come get your pontoon, or I'm letting it go. He swam out there and sailed it back to the shore.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. Close call, man. We're glad you're okay, Mike. Thanks for sharing the story, too, man.
No problem, guys. All love y'all.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Love you, too. Appreciate you listening. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
You have a close call?
Yes. Back in 2020 on our motorcycles, we were coming back through Missouri, me and a couple of buddies. And the weather got really, really foul, and we were on the freeway. The wind started kicking up, so we pulled over, got off the freeway, and pulled into a gas station where all the other vehicles were pulling the gas in this same gas station. And we were hiding. We had to hide behind gas pumps. We couldn't even get into the gas station. The wind was so bad, and debris was flying everywhere. And we finally got in the gas station, and it was buildings were damaged everywhere, and as it turned out, semis were flipped over on the freeway.
Good Lord.
And they said it was 100-mile-an-hour straight winds because nobody reported a touchdown of a funnel cloud.
100-mile, well, whoa. All right. Jeff, that's definitely a close call, man. Appreciate you sharing that story, too, bud.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, it's a close call. One time we had a flat on our camper. We were towing our camper up north. And we pulled over on 75, and my wife, Kathy, and I, you know, you pull all the way over, and we're off in the grass, and we're just going to change it. And a semi came by, and someone must have dropped, like, a brake caliper or housing off their brake. This truck hit it, and it shot straight across, and it came about 6 inches from Kathy's head. It hit the fence. You know, like, the fence on the other side of the little, like, the gully, hit that fence hard enough to shake the fence. Went right by her head. Still remember that. Is that why if we ever get a flat tire in our camper, we'll be the ones just dragging that thing. We ain't stopping, man. We'll get off the freeway there. Mike, thanks for holding. We talked to you last week about this with this plane, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, you know, I was out Sunday. I didn't realize that. You know, I thought, you know, we train on a 172 four-passenger, 152, which is a two-passenger. This is a caravan. So my instructor said, you know, that was a caravan. I said, what? He goes, yeah, that's a FedEx plane. That's a 9-passenger plane. That's a turboprop. And so you got to be kidding me. He goes, no. He goes, it was amazing because that FedEx plane, you know, is at 25,000 feet. But that's a huge, huge plane.
Okay, so hold on real quick. So, Mike, because I saw some pictures yesterday of the plane that I hadn't seen before. So that's why the side, they had the storage thing, the clamshell kind of open up on the side. So that's a,
right.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, which is amazing, and the you know, it's a turboprop, Jim. So it's not a single piston. You know, you don't train on that plane. So the pilot might have been, who knows, an ex FedEx guy or FedEx. You know, it's kind of funky because he said that. Now the caveat is it's got a glass cockpit, which is very. I mean, you look at a glass cockpit. I never flew in one. Obviously, it's manual. You look at that thing, it's like, oh my god. You know, it's like, which would make it even more amazing.
You heard the guy say that, like, when he got up there, and he reached over because the guy was out cold, and he could all he could see off to the right, the plane was pitching to the right and going into the ocean. All he could see was water. So then he was so calm to get the plane level, never having flown a plane before, and then he contacted the air traffic controllers. So this, Mike, you're saying is like, I don't think people really understand how amazing this is, what happened. Again, keyword land, we're not clickbaiting you, but I don't know how else to share this if we don't give you the keyword.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, see, once again, Jim, you know, it's, that is, you know, when you get your POTS license, you know, you fly a 152 or a Piper, you know, it's a two-passenger plane. You know, that actually, that was pre-World War II. All, you know, all pilots flew in those planes to get their wings. You don't fly a caravan. I mean, that's a guy that's got 1,000 hours.
Wow.
Flies that. You know? So that's what it was even more amazing. Everybody started to say, yeah, yeah. The what?
Wow. Well, thank you. Hey, buddy, appreciate you calling back in, Mike. And nice to know you're out there as well, bud. Have a good week.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Bye. It's wild. It is a wild story. That yeah, there'll be more coming out from this guy. But yeah, 825, keyword land, L-A-N-D, if you want to see this. I think we all put ourselves in that position, right? What would you do if you're in that? A woman who landed the plane on his own last week, who had never flown a plane, but he had to because the pilot was incapacitated. The pilot was unconscious. Keyword land, L-A-N-D, if you didn't see the landing and hear the audio behind it. But he did his interview with the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie. Pretty interesting comments. But what are your close calls? Because this is just an amazing story, but we want to hear from you. 248-398-9279. Greg, know what happened?
Yeah, hey, I'm a carpet installer, and we were working at the Tam O'Shanter golf course, me and my best friend and his brother, and he was up goofing around with this extendable razor scraper that's about 7 inches long, and the handle you have to twist to extend. Well, he was swinging it like a baseball bat, and I was sitting on a pedestal, like where they would put a mannequin on display, and I was upholstering the edge. I bent over. He swung it like he was Babe Ruth. The head came off, went over my head, and through a 8x8 plate glass window and 25 feet out into the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he's standing there looking at the end of the handle and the razors out there in the parking lot.
Ah, did you do that?
Took my head off.
Did you do the thing where, like, you just want to go take his head off afterwards?
No, I think I went home.
Okay, smart. Well played. Craig, great story. Hey, have a good week, man.
All right, you too. Later.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for holding. Do you have a close call?
A couple of them, actually, but I think the one that scared me the most was I used to work for a company, and we'd work all night. So I was up like 36 straight hours, and in the morning we're delivering our stuff to our customers, and I still remember like falling asleep while driving and going over into the other lane, and somehow I woke up in time to turn the car, and the car that was coming in to hit me head on just swirled away, and fortunately nobody got hit, nobody got hurt.
Wow. Yeah, I've told the story in the air before.
That scared me.
Yeah. Tony, I think everyone, that's horrifying. My dad, when I was a little kid, he fell asleep, went through a ditch, airborne in the car, went through a barbed wire fence, and we hit a cow.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember because I was 5, and I was in the back seat of the car, no seatbelt. I just remember waking up airborne, and then I landed back down on the seat, and then my dad got out of the car. We had an old Ford, and he got out of the car, and we went and stood the cow up with the farmer. God is my witness. That's 100% true story. My dad was wide awake for the rest of the night, man. But yeah, we knocked over a cow. But, wow, hell of a story, Tony. I'm glad you're okay, bud.
We're okay. That was many, many moons ago.
You're wide awake. Now, what is the scene like? Was it National Lampoon Vacation when Clark fell asleep? Yeah, same thing there, man.
I vaguely remember that. I haven't seen that movie in so long. I don't totally remember all of it. So.
I got to go watch it. Tony, have a good week, brother. We appreciate you listening.
No problem. You do the same.
Thanks. Hi, Dan. Thanks for holding. You have a close call?
I do. Going 1986, going north or west to Wasso. My brother was driving. He got cut off the road back when there was ditches in the middle.
Yeah.
He pulled back on real hard. We flipped the car like 4 or 5 times. My buddies, their trail car runaway to my brother's wedding. So we had everything packed in there for the outdoor wedding. Buddies behind us didn't even get out of the car because they thought we were dead.
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden, our radio jumps on and Jump is on, you know, blasting because we were having a blast, you know. And then we get out of the car and they start coming up and dishes and with bottles, gallons and gallons of booze everywhere. And every dish but one broke, and not a single bottle of booze broke.
Priorities, right? Priorities.
I know, you know. It must have been pressurized. God watching over the party, you know.
You can eat with your hands, but you can't drink with your hands.
Yeah, well, I only had one hand after that. But oh, other God. Than that, it's...
Wow. Dan, that's a hell of a story, dude. Appreciate you sharing it, brother.
Yeah, take care. God bless.
Well, this all started because the guy, the pilot who landed the plane last week, is finally doing an interview with Today Show. Keyword land, L-A-N-D, if you want to see the landing last week. Here, we're talking about. And then you'll hear the audio, too. It says click here for the audio. The actual audio between him and the tower, the air traffic controller. Don, how you doing, bud?
Man, if I was any better, it'd scare me to death.
So you've had a close call like this. What happened?
Yes, sir, Big Jim. First of all, a pleasure chatting with y'all. I get up to Motor City about once a week, and I listen to you guys, and you have the best radio station in the morning, and I've heard a lot of them, but you guys rock.
Thank you, bud. Man,
anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, March the 29th, 1979, westbound on the Ohio Turnpike. I'm a truck driver. I like to call the transportation engineer. It was right flirting with freezing temperature, and I come off of Wet Damon onto an icy bridge and didn't know it, and the truck started to jackknife to the right, and rule is you throttle it up a little bit and turn into the, you know, into the jackknife, and it started to correct itself, but because I'm on ice, it overcorrected, and when I come off the bridge, I was heading right straight head first into the guardrail, and my last thought right before that impact was I love you, Di, who is my wife,
right,
and still is after 46 years. But I went hit the guardrail head on, and next thing I know, I blacked out for a second, but I'm standing in knee-deep snow because I went through the windshield on the driver's side, and
whoa,
my paraphernalia took the windshield out on the other side, and I was really disoriented standing in the snow, and I happened to look back up at the road, and I saw my buddy in his truck go by. And I couldn't figure out where the hell's my truck. You know, I didn't realize I wasn't in it. And I walked back up, you know, well, crawled back up through the snow into the guardrail and looked across, and the remains of my truck was kind of piled up in the median. And there's my buddy already out of his truck looking for me. And that was kind of my come to Jesus moment, that I know God has a plan for everybody, and my life's been in His hands for the last 40 some odd years now. And
wow, Don. So you landed in the snow when you were aware. You were standing there, so you shot through the windshield of your semi when you jackknifed and hit the barrier, and then the next somehow you flew through the air and landed on your feet in the snow.
I had no idea I wasn't in the truck. I had no clue that I went through the windshield.
Wow. Okay. Don, we appreciate you sharing that story, man. That's a hell of a story, buddy. You have a blessed day, okay?
I'm blessed every day.
Amen. Amen, buddy.
God bless you, Jim. And right. I'll be in Detroit Wednesday morning, so I'll be listening to you guys.
All right. Well, I'll try to do better than I did today. So we'll work on it.
No, stop, bud. Take care, my friend.
See you good. Bye. Oh. 279. Oh, hold on, Jeff. You're right there. I hit the wrong button. It's my bad. Ben.
Hey, Big Jim.
Hey, thanks for holding, man. So it says here, close call in Egypt. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I was there with the Army in 2004. And during one of our MWR in Cairo, I'm walking around the city with my buddy Scott, and I'm standing at this roadside stand buying a pack of smokes.
Okay.
And I'm standing there in the roadway, just, you know, like screwing with my wallet and whatever, and I'm just completely oblivious. Next thing I know, he's grabbing me, pulling me to the sidewalk, and in that second, a bus goes speeding right by where I was standing.
Whoa. You never saw it.
I'm just...
Had no idea.
Never. No clue. And it's... it's one of those things where, you know, in the movies, somebody saves your life, and it's like, oh, my gosh, somebody saved your life. Really, you just kind of stand there like, wow.
What just happened? Now, you did buy him a couple drinks, though, right? You bought drinks for the rest of the day, I would assume.
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, yeah. it was one of those nights that I do remember that part, but the rest was...
kind of a blur? Wow.
Yeah.
There's your close call. Ben, hey, appreciate your service, too, bud.
I appreciate you, too, Big Ken.
Thanks, man. Bye. There you are. Jeff, sorry about that. Now, what happened in a whiteout?
Sorry?
Oh, go ahead, Jeff. So, now, what was your story?
My wife and I were coming home from our cabin in the Gaylord area.
Yeah.
It was a total whiteout. By the time we got down to Flint on 75, it was just a lot of slush and everything. And I've been following this truck, and it's just blowing slush all over me, so I decided to go around it. And it got a little squirrely, so I got back in my lane, cleared up a little bit more. Got about four car lengths in front of the truck. Went back into his lane because it was clear. Ended up going sideways at 65 miles an hour down 75.
Oh, good Lord.
went off the freeway. Just looking around, making sure there's no trees, went straight up a hill, came back down, and got back on the freeway.
And then...
and the wife was like, oh, my God, what just happened?
Right, that's what I was going to say. So at what point did you realize what had happened? Because there's a point, like, in the moment where everything's just either going slow or crazy fast. Did it hit you and you kind of start shaking?
No. I was totally in the mode. I've been into auto racing for a while, and it was just pure excitement, pure adrenaline.
There it is.
I knew when I hit the side of the road that if I didn't straighten out my wheels, I was going to roll.
So you caught it.
So I straightened out my wheels, came back on, went straight up this hill, just looking for it. You know, my mind was like a computer. And it was so
damn
effing exciting to me.
Sounds like it, man. All right. Well, Jeff, hell of a story. Appreciate you calling.
Okay. Thanks.
Later. Where am I going next here? Donnie.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead, man.
Yeah. First of all, thank Big Jim for his service from the Canadian Armed Forces.
Oh, appreciate that, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Years ago, I was doing cap flashing for high-rise buildings.
Yeah.
Up leaning over the edge, drilling in with a hammer drill. My battery died, unhooked. Went to get a new battery, come back in, drilling. The bit broke through the wall, made me lean forward. The only thing holding me up was that drill bit. And I was thinking my harness till I realized I forgot to hook back on.
So you're hanging from a drill bit?
Yeah, a 3/16 drill bit.
And again, how high?
I think that would be 16 stories.
Oh, my God. Okay, what brand of drill bit? Because I need to know.
It wasn't DeWalt.
Okay, DeWalt. For the fine folks at DeWalt, you built some really good drill bits, man. Wow.
Yeah.
What do you do for the rest of the day? Are you done for the day once you do you reel yourself in and go, yeah, I got to go home?
Yeah, well, I think I said a few colorful words and called a coffee break.
Oh, my God. Donnie, thanks for calling and sharing that story. Appreciate your service, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You be well.
All right, you too. Bye. Bye.
Did that dude just say he hung 16 stories on a drill bit? Come on. Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
Good. You, Big Jim?
I'm doing great. These close call stories are wild, man. So you had a close call?
Yeah, about 5 years ago. I used to work at Guardian Industries in Will Carlton.
Yeah.
And I worked in the shipping and receiving, and me and my dad were loading a semi that holds up 45,000 pounds. We had, it was a crane we were using to load. 5,600 pound stoches, big pieces of glass, about 130 by 204. And we picked it up, got it over the trailer, and all of a sudden the glass started cracking in the middle. And we had to hurry up and get it away from the trailer. once we got it about, I don't know, it was about 8 to 10 inches away from the trailer, the whole piece of glass just crumbled down. And we were probably, glass flew over everywhere, probably about, I don't know, 15 inches past us, right where we were.
Yeah, it was...
I think so. That's why I think the other reason this story, we were talking about this guy who landed the plane last week, that, you know, one thing you're like, well, what would I do if I was in this situation? But I think there's more people that we're learning about this morning that you're listening and you're going, yeah, I've had close calls like that in my life, just like you did, Jerry.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. My dad went one way, I went the other way, and the glass still went past us in little pieces, you know.
Man. Well, thanks for sharing that story, bud. Appreciate you, okay?
You're welcome. Later. Have a good one, Big Jim.
You too, man. I got to go check the keyword. I think somebody deleted it over the weekend. We'll get it fixed. If you did text us, give us a couple minutes. We'll figure it out, and we'll send you the link back. I don't know. I didn't even check it this morning. What are you going to do? I know if you go to WCSX.com, it's on Big Jim's house. You'll see it right there. But we will get the keyword fixed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.